The Libertarian Party is holding its annual convention in Atlanta. For the past three election cycles, the party's presidential nominee has been on the ballot in all 50 states, but has usually attracted little attention. However, this year, party officials contend that will be different because they see widespread voter dissatisfaction among Democrats and Republicans. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Libertarians from across the country are gathering, including Willie Marshall, mayor of Big Water, Utah, who was picking up credentials and searching for his name among a list of more than 800 delegates.
You're from Wyoming.
No, I'm from Utah. You're from Utah. Willie Marshall from Utah.
Marshall says his philosophy is closer to that of a Republican, but he says neither of the two major political parties are a perfect fit for him.
Government is more the problem than it is the solution. We want to reduce the size of government and head back towards, you know, less government, more freedom, rather than the direction we're heading now. I'm very concerned with the things that have happened in the last few years, especially with the Patriot Act. I think we've lost a lot of freedom in this country, and it doesn't look to be getting any better with the Republicans and Democrats.
The Libertarian platform calls for smaller government, gun rights, and the decriminalization of marijuana. But what's garnered the most attention this year is the party's anti-war platform. Retired Vice Admiral of the U.S. Navy, Michael Colley, joined the Libertarians in 1995.
I'm a great believer in national defense, meaning defense of the U.S. and our property and our people. I think our government has reached out to other places too often, sending our young men and women into harm's way when there's really no national threat to us.
Retired Vice Admiral Colley says a strong showing for the Libertarian candidate in November is vital for the party. And he wouldn't mind at all if the Libertarian Party played the same role in 2004 that Ralph Nader played 4 years ago.
I would like the people who are here to come away with the thought that, hey, we make a difference. We can have an impact. We have to stay organized. We have to stay together. And we can put a thorn in the side of those other people.
About 600 Libertarians now hold state and local offices around the country, and they point out that 3.4 million people cast at least one vote for a Libertarian in 2002. Some analysts believe that rising dissatisfaction with President Bush may give the Libertarians an opening. Lawrence Jacobs is the head of the 2004 Election Project at the University of Minnesota.
They have got a message that resonates with conservative Ronald Reagan small government voters out there. And to be honest, there's a lot of discontent among those voters, and the president is struggling to keep those people on board. The Libertarians offer an option.
One of the options is who will be the party's presidential nominee. Tomorrow, the delegates choose from among three seeking the nomination: Gary Nolan, radio talk show host from Cleveland, Aaron Russo, movie producer in Los Angeles, and Michael Badnarik, computer programmer from Texas. Once the party chooses its nominee, the task will be to maintain its energy and enthusiasm through the summer and into the fall election. But Ron Rappaport, political science professor at the College of William and Mary, has this big warning for the Libertarians.
When you come close to November, it's no longer who do you like best of the three, but who do you plan to vote for president, given the fact that only two of these candidates really have a chance of being elected. And I think at that point, third-party support tends to drop off.
Try telling that to the hundreds who showed up here. They vow that their voices and their votes will ensure that the two major parties will no longer ignore them. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.